is the ABC. This program is specially dedicated to Her Majesty's Forces Overseas and to a certain Mrs. Beryl K. Franck, who's been singled out for this occasion.
This is the story of a great endeavor, a story of land, sea, and air, and in some cases both. The date, the 2nd of December, 1960.
Christmas was coming. The geese were getting fat, and some had put something in the Prime Minister's hat.
But one problem lay heavily on the federal parliament's conscience.
Gentlemen. As Minister of Military Food, I must state that the picture regarding Christmas pudding for the forces overseas looks pretty black.
Then why don't we send them black pudding?
Oh, no. We must keep Australia white.
I've got it. Yes, gentlemen. Gentlemen, I've got it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Owing to the shortage of civilians, contractors cannot supply sufficient Christmas-type duck for our forces overseas in Malaya, New Guinea, and Savage Woy Woy.
Oh, but I tell you, no army can exist at Christmas without Christmas pudding.
But what about the nappies?
Well, that is nappies.
An organization working for the downfall of the British Army.
Have they succeeded?
Several times.
Oh, and they don't be stopped then.
Well, the profits are so good. I'm a shareholder.
Gentlemen, I have found a solution. Why not the Australian firms have all combined in the building of a giant Christmas pudding for their own use?
Adopted and passed, but we slowed down to allow it to catch us up. But meanwhile, at the Admiralty office in Potts Point.
Pardon me, Sir Aaron.
What is it, Frank?
A third interrupt you had squashed, sir.
That's all right. I'll drink it later.
This is some more signals that arrived from the Australian Antarctic expedition.
Oh, really? What's it say?
Oh, I don't know, sir. It's all little dots and dashes.
I see. And play it on the gramophone.
Right, sir.
Oh, what a lovely tune.
Would you like it?
Now, how do the words go?
It says that we want a pudding for Christmas or we'll break up the Antarctic expedition ship in a tiny, tiny bit, and that is no idle threat, sir.
Yes, you mean those lads out there in all that sand and snow are to be denied a Christmas pudding?
I fear so, sir.
Oh, it's not British, I tell you, it's not British.
Well, very few Christmas puddings are, is there, sir?
Oh, wait. I have it. Robin?
Yes, Robin, what is it?
Let's ask the service chiefs to increase the size of the giant Christmas pudding to allow for an extra slice for the Australian Antarctic base. Hmm?
They're mixing them at Chatham, sir. I'll drive you there. Help these shots.
Get up, sir.
Woo!
included that brief excerpt from Claire de Lune for people who speak French. And now, for people who speak Splon, over to Frank's leg.
The sounds you are now hearing is the great combined services Australian Christmas pudding in the making. I'm standing by the great dry dock at Garden Island, in which the Christmas pudding is being mixed. Standing next to me is Admiral Sir Squinting Thing, RAF.
Well, we've had a good day today on the whole. Number 3 flotilla motor torpedo boats have been going backwards and forwards, churning up the mixture with their propellers. The destroyer HMAS Sydney has been following in their wake, dropping depth charges to bring the raisins to the surface.
How perfectly splendid to see the finest traditions of the silent service being maintained.
Oh, yes, well, we try to keep the men happy when they're off duty by giving them little tasks like this, you know.
Well, we could do more of that spirit, sir.
You could do the big clap round that big fat steaming nut of yours.
Put that admiral under arrest.
Gotcha.
So, how do you test the density of this great patriotic Christmas pudding mixture?
Well, we've sent a diver down. He went down on the lift field about half an hour ago. He's getting rather worried about it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, what?
He hasn't got a diving suit on.
What a splendid joke that was to play on him. And now the dockyard has been cleared as the ferry gallants of 824 Squadron RAAF swoop low over the Christmas pudding. Their bomb bays are open, and yes, down comes the candy peel, stone ginger, and sultana. There we are, a direct hit on the great Christmas pudding mixture. Ah, this is a grand day for Australia. Woi woi, and Mrs. Gladdy Briggs of Parramatta.
Pardon me, sir, Admiral, sir. The oil tanker's standing by for taking on the pudding.
Right, well, tell them to drop the suction pumps into the mixture and suck it, will you?
Right, sir.
Harvey Grubblers, grab on the bridge and pull in the ground, sir.
Aye, aye, sir.
Pull the oil and pull the hardware.
And so the great all-Australian Christmas pudding mixture is siphoned out of the dry dock into the great oil tanker HMAS Horatio Nelson, named after the great English Admiral Fred Quats.
Aye, she'll transport it to an empty gasometer near Dunfrun. From then on, the pudding is under Army command. Unfortunately.
Well, thank you, Admiral McFront.
And now, part two.
Reveille. What is it? First thing in the morning, too. Oh, what a shock. Oh, quick! Smithers, get me some brandy.
Have you got a week out, sir?
No, a week will. Now, what's the latest report on this Christmas stuff?
Oh, 600 hours, sir. Tank transporter arrived with a converted gasometer containing 600 tons of Christmas pudding ready for cooking.
Oh, what's its map reference?
7981.
Where's that?
You're standing on it, sir.
Oh, dear, I can't be sorry. I hope I haven't dirtied it.
Oh, it's all right, sir. We have it dusted once a day.
Come in, 234. Oh, it's a naval admiral, RN. What are you doing so far inland?
We ran aground.
I used to run a fairground myself.
I've come to observe the military treatment of the Christmas pudding.
Well, you'd better follow me. Beautiful day. I wish I was back in Woolwich, you know. By the way, try and keep in time with those footsteps. They're supposed to be ours. Now then, the 3rd Australian Tank Squadron have laid on 14 flame-throwing tanks.
They're a bit uncomfortable to lay on.
You've never been struck with an iron shovel, have you?
No.
There. Now you can always answer yes. Hark, they're playing my tune.
I say, what tune is that?
Cookhouse number 1 on our hit parade. Has been for 250 years. Lovely,
oh, really?
Melody.
Who wrote it?
A staring, bald-headed, cross-eyed Peruvian trampolinist with jam stain on his trombone.
I have a feeling it was.
Oh, we appear to have run out of footsteps, so we must have arrived. Now, if you just come into this observation post, you'll be able to watch the whole of the Christmas pudding being cooked. Let's go over by the thing here, and you'll see that certain amount of things are done together.
Hello, listeners. Station 2FC, huh? The sound you're hearing are the tanks which are bringing their flamethrowers to bear as they cook the giant Christmas pudding in the giant gasometer. And now, here is a word from our military observer.
Well, at dawn this morning, number 5 Melbourne Commando went in under cover of daylight and brought back samples of tasting by the Army Catering Corps.
What was it like?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, I say, Captain Burke.
Sir, 2, 3.
Field intelligence reports that the pudding is just about done, lad.
Oh, splendid, sir.
That's what you like.
I'll wait till the thing has cooled down a bit, then send in the sappers to blast open the gasometer with Bangalore torpedoes.
Oh, lovely.
Leaving the pudding completely at our mercy for slicing.
Splendid, splendid.
Excuse me, Major. I'm from the ABC.
I'm sorry, I haven't got any money on me. See old Baudoir, he's got a fort in his mattress.
Yes.
Darby, see to him, will you? There she goes. See that?
Oh.
Split the gasometer completely in two. Well done, the sappers.
Indeed, yes, listeners. Right in two, revealing a great big steamed Christmas pudding.
Oh, there she goes. Look at that.
Yes, and there you hear the 74th Medium Regiment, RA, firing over open sight, smack bang into the pudding itself. Tell me, Major, what are they firing?
Shrupney bit.
Oh.
No Christmas pudding complete without them, eh? Ooh, we're shooting £100 worth into every one of them. Pudding's going to be a bit rich, eh?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes,
you've already gone in. There's seals on the walkie-talkie.
Right. Hello, Sunray here. Nice day for tennis.
6M, sir. B Company, 2nd, 4th Australian Light Infantry have reached summit of Christmas pudding.
Right, consolidate, tell them to dig in. Roger and out. Gentlemen, the Army's task in this matter is completed. Now under the RAAF command. Unfortunately.
That night, an excited federal parliament was given the news.
Honorable members, I have this moment received good news. At 1700 hours, Australian troops gained the summit of the Combined Services Christmas Pudding, and there they planted the Australian holly. One hour later, Shopwith Camels of Bomber Command dropped a laid brandy bomb and set the pudding on fire. The magnificent Christmas stuff is now ready for transportation.
That night, a grand troop concert was held in a number 53 bus where Miss Patricia Ridgway sang.
Tell me.
Late that night, service chiefs were given their instructions at the War Office.
Thank you. I have here sealed orders containing 4 tickets for a certain message.
Oh, let me see. The division of the All-Australian Service Christmas pudding. Pudding will be divided as follows. One giant slice to be cut and filled with antifreeze for immediate transport to the Australian Transantarctic Expedition at the South Pole.
Oh, good.
The remainder of the giant Christmas pudding will be fitted with wheels, a diesel engine, and driven to the Australian depots in Malaya. Signed, Field Marshal Alexander MacDonald. I wonder who's driving it.
I've no idea.
Wait a minute. Have you ever driven a Christmas pudding before, Echo?
Nope, I've never driven anything before.
And how did you get a job?
The sergeant said, one pace forward, any man who can play the piano.
Oh, can you play the piano then?
No.
Then why are you driving the Christmas pudding?
I wanted to learn to play the piano.
Then it's true what the recruiting poster says.
What did the recruiting poster say then?
And they say, you're somebody in a modern Australian army of today.
Oh?
Yes.
What are you then?
I'm somebody in a modern Australian army of today.
I wondered who you were. How did you join the army then?
Well, I was in the street writing something on the wall. No. I was only writing my name.
Oh. Wait, wouldn't they know who done it then?
No, I didn't sign it. Yeah, little Jacky. Yeah, well, up comes a naughty man wearing a soldier's hat. And he says, little Parramatta Twit.
Twit?
Yes. Well, you don't want to write your name in silly talk, do you? You want to write your name in ink. Well, I said, where? And he said, on this nice military dotted line. So I signed it. And then he said, can you play the piano? And I said, yeah. Then here I am.
Do us a tune.
What would you like?
I'd like my ticket.
How does it go?
Doctor, you've got to believe me. I got a bad back in front. I'm not fit for active service, Doctor, dear. Got a bone in my leg. When I close my eyes, I can't see. And when I lie down, it hurts me to run sideways. And I got pains everywhere.
The Great Christmas Pudding, Part 3. High in the Blue Mountains, two bush rangers are shivering in a cave. They've been hiding there since 1873.
Well, if you isn't back soon, I'm packing.
When Ned Kelly gives his word, he never fails. He'll be back, Cobber.
But he must be nearly 109 by now, mate. Hey, what's it coming round the mountain past the Hunter Valley?
Hand me my wig.
Yeah.
Sir Felicity Nipkos. It's a giant military Christmas pudding on wheels with a sign on top that says, Low Bridge.
Anything else?
Yes, a low bridge. This is our big chance to eat.
What do you want to eat a low bridge for?
To get to that Christmas pudding underneath.
Hey, steady, Brown Dan.
Brown Dan, be steady.
Steady. First, we must stop them.
Yes.
Now, look, here, you.
Stop them. How do we stop them? I got to get this forward, I tell you.
Now, look, here,
I got to have
forward. Wait a minute. Lay across the road and show the top of your ankle. Better not too much.
Right.
Maybe a lady driver.
Right, I'll wait here.
Damn, Moriarty, they pulled up.
But they ran over me fast. Oh, you poor little thin man. Did we hurt you?
Yes. Only one thing can save my life.
Yes. He must have a diet of military Christmas pudding, which he must eat on the move.
That's a bit of luck. We're driving while on the move.
Hey, quick, you help me get him inside, then.
What? You take his head, I take his legs. You take his knees, I take his teeth.
Yeah.
We're taking this pudding to Australian troops in Malaya.
Yeah, hold him now.
Hey, get that
phone
in me.
Put that
get that phone in me.
Meanwhile, the portion of the pudding destined for the Australian Antarctic base was on board the ice cream breaker, Ferrum, going full steam ahead over the ice floes under its captain, Bulldog Drummond.
Oh, God, what a night motion. Nothing but sleep. I tell you, it's hell out here.
Hey, well,
Actually, it's a little bit poor. Well, keep your chin up, Captain.
Why?
It's in the soup.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought my beard was on fire.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
But the ice is bending the sharp end of the ship.
Oh, we'd better turn around, sir.
Me turn around? Never. I always sit with my back to the engine.
Three boys in the prow and three four ahead, sir.
You lost it. Now have a deposit on me. The man's a fool. That's the thoughts in the ice shelf. In a few days will be the base with the all-Australian Christmas pudding. Oh, what a thrill it will be for them. I can see their faces now.
Can you? You've got damn good eyesight.
Prepare to unload the pudding to dogs and sledges.
Right, prepare all along.
Seven months later.
Someone had blundered. Bedeviled by cheap Japanese snowstorms, the dog teams with a giant slice of Christmas pudding had missed a turning and were lost.
Hey, what's the time?
I can't tell you until it gets dark.
Why not?
My watch has got a luminous dial.
Oh, curse. We'll have to wait till nightfall before we know it's too late.
Who cares about things like that, sir, when we run out of food?
But we've got the Christmas pudding. Hey, let's eat that, huh?
What? You touch that Greek gym and I'll drop you in your tracks with this electric toaster. That's for the boys if you're standing in Antarctic.
But look, I tell you, if we don't eat it, we won't have the strength to pull it.
At the back of our legs, we knew he was right.
All right. But we'll just have a thin quarter-ounce slice of pudding each.
Oh, look, what's the matter? Can't I have a thicker quarter-ounce slice?
No. I'll meet you halfway.
All right. I'll see you there, then, huh?
Wait! How about you?
December the 52nd. Starving for three nights now, gallant Greek Jim has volunteered to stay awake and guard the pudding.
December 1st. Pudding getting smaller.
December 2nd. Greek Jim getting bigger.
December 3rd. Everyone's getting suspicious.
December 19th. Greek Jim went.
Caught Greek Jim brown-handed, digging into the pudding.
That's a lie. We're just a good friend.
What?
Officer, arrested that pudding for forcing his way down the mass road.
You devil of the snows. Open your hand, knees, and nose. So, that's what you were after. Frupany bitch.
That's right. I wanted to make a phone call.
Phone call here? In the South Pole?
Any questions?
Don't answer it, Greek Jim. It's a mirage.
Hello. You were right. I'm going mad. Unless we reach the base, the sun of my God, I'm going to...
Something tells me he's not as well as he ought to be.
Meantime, at the South Pole base, a strange apparition approaches.
Hey, look! A snow-covered Christmas pudding on wheels with a driver wearing a toupee!
Hello, fellas.
We brought it just in time for Christmas. Hey, I bet this is the first time you've had snow in Malaya.
What? Malaya? Are you mad?
That's what they're saying.
Nonsense. According to my calculations, our position on the map, we're at the South Pole.
Well, we'll soon settle this. Let's ask somebody. Excuse me, sir. What's this place called? See. We'll soon settle... Captain Ruta, stand on your head and toss this coin.
Right. Heads. There. We are in Mongolia.
Ah, but you are using a Mongolian penny.
But only from the inside.
Now, what does that mean?
Means we're inside Mongolia.
Look, I think you're all mad.
And I think I'm all mad, too.
That's not the answer. Question is, are we in Malaya?
Nonsense.
No, South Pole. Look at the label.
Mark, made in Japan.
Yes, genuine.
Well, all things made in Japan are genuine.
All right. Here's an urgent communique from the War Office. If a sledge drawn by Captain Drummond, RAN, should arrive at the transit camp in Malaya, will the commanding officer please redirect him to the Antarctic base?
And here is a further message. If a hollow Christmas pudding on wheels should report to the South Pole, will you please shoot the driver and redirect him to Malaya? And, oh yes, a Merry Christmas to you all. Good night, and now... Oh, that feels better.
You've been listening to The Idiot Weekly, an ABC radio type publication with the voice of lyric soprano Patricia Ridgway, accompanied by Dudley Stapleton. Reporters were Michael Eisdell, Rick Hutton, Paul Westerman, Al Thomas, and John Hewitt. Their destinies guided by idiot-in-chief Spike Milligan, who wrote the script, which was heavily blue-penciled by producer John McLeod. The operators were Sid Butterworth and Dale Surtees, effects John McGrath and Jim McLeod, announcer Peter Young.